Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
I actually need to apologize. I forgot about what I'm about to talk about. I was going to kick the door in on Monday and share this.
Oh.
Because I'm so sorry.
Tim, it's Friday.
Yeah, I know. And today when I realized that it had slipped my mind of something I needed to share, I panicked because it's my fault.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure I'm the reason that Geelong lost half of its power over the weekend. I'm pretty sure.
What do you mean?
So you'll hear stories in the news. You may have seen things on telly. The government wants you to think it was the wind, right? Mm. The wind and the rain and the storm. And we saw it from Wednesday to Monday and it was 140 kilometer gusts and 40 kilometers of wind and all of these things. No. The exact time the power went out where we live in Armstrong Creek, and then I was looking at some research, everyone goes to PowerCore and they're figuring out what's going on. They're like, yeah, like half of Geelong's power was out, right? The exact time the power went out, I tried to turn on the robot vacuum.
This robot vacuum has caused us nothing but grief.
This robot vacuum was a gift that I got for my 30th birthday from my parents. Rovi has a name. Rovi has caused us some grief. It just forgets the layout of the house.
Yep. Has tried to attack the existing vacuum cleaners in the household.
Yeah, once we just heard this big thud in the laundry and we came in and the old vacuum's in pieces on the ground. Rovi has recently started attacking our son, Jack.
Oh, God.
Well, to Rovi's defense, Jack, our son is turning the robot vacuum on when he can get to him, and then it starts coming out. And but now it's coming for my family.
Yeah.
But I'm of the full belief that this robot vacuum, and I'm so sorry to everyone that lost power, and all I can think about is your groceries.
Yeah.
Because we tried to turn, we moved house over the weekend, so we were like, all right, this is the first time we're going to use it. It's got to relearn an entire, well, not relearn, it's got to learn an entire new house.
It took ages to learn the old one.
It took, like, I think collectively it took 10 hours for it to just remember the house.
Yeah.
It was every time it started to go, sorry, yeah, that's my bad, didn't remember.
I'm lost, I'm stuck. Yep. It's always complaining.
There's the thing, it's tangled. Stole a pair of my shoes. I walked into the laundry and there's a pair of my shoes. The laces were caught in it. It's unplugged cords from the wall. And now it's the reason that the power outage happened over the weekend because we tried to turn it on. Obviously, Rovi was so overwhelmed, this robot vacuum, that I had to learn a new house that it just went, if I can't do it, nobody can.
Yeah.
Short-circuited the entire grid of Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarine. So
Thank you for finally admitting that. It must feel good to get it off your chest.
It's terrible. Like, and the worst thing is you're sitting there in the dark, you're looking for torches, and I'm sure a lot of people, like,
Rovi's hidden all your torches.
Yes.
Buried them in the backyard. Good luck finding it.
Yeah. So I just wanted to apologise. I'm so actually disappointed in myself that I forgot to bring it up. I think it was the guilt and the shame.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Because the robot vacuum is the reason. Yeah. I am convinced that half of Geelong's power went out over the weekend. So
I do appreciate Rovi leaving the power on in Bell Park, though. That was nice of him.
Well, he's not an animal.
Yeah.
He's an anarchist at most, but he's not going to ruin everyone's day. It's 50-50. It's like the... in Avengers.
Of course.
It's only 50 survive.
Rovi is Thanos.
Yes, absolutely. Now, it makes so much sense. Thank you, Jess.
This is Tim and Jess.
Tim, I have a little bit of a surprise for you, a little present, a little gift.
Not a big fan of getting gifts.
I know you hate it. But
not a big fan of surprises.
I will tell you, I've spent nothing on this gift.
Well, lucky me.
Nothing but time and energy.
Is this you or have you delegated it to one of your minions?
Who are my minions?
I don't know. You get people to do stuff for you all the time. I assume you were like, hey, I've got this idea. Someone could really get this sorted for me. I'm worried though, I'll be honest.
Okay. Currently in the studio, I have half of your attention.
Half of my attention?
Yeah. Half of your attention comes onto the show during this 3 o'clock hour and half of it is on what's on the screen.
Tipping Point.
Of course.
So three to four on Channel 9 is the UK Tipping Point.
Yeah.
And then
I lose you again at 4 o'clock.
No, at five. Five is when Tipping Point Australia goes on and Todd Woodbridge is my hero, not just on the tennis court, who is part of the Woodies, but also hosting the Australian Tipping Point. It's so cool. And it's like, if you haven't seen the show, You answer questions. No, well, no, for people that might not know,
yeah.
You answer questions, and then if you get them right, you get, I think you get like a disc.
Yeah.
You get to pick a category. It falls down. What's that machine called? Like the Tippolator or something like that?
Mate, you're telling the story. I don't even, I can't even see the screen.
You want discs. You want discs. You want That's what you want.
Sometimes we'll just be sitting here in silence and Tim will go, oh, look how many discs they got.
It's impressive. And there's like different scoring discs, all those kind of things.
What if I told you you could meet your hero?
Todd Woodridge.
Yep.
Or the Tippolator. The Tippolator is also my hero.
Both.
How?
Well, a few days ago, you pointed out that they were looking for audience members for the Tipping Point.
Is audience members, like, you're just sitting and watching?
Or yes.
Or is it you get to... Oh.
So you get to go and sit and watch. I don't know how they pick the players. I don't know whether they pick the players out of the people watching.
But it's like, so to play, you have to go to...
You have to be a part of the taping.
Okay.
It's a 4-hour taping.
Ah!
And you watch 2 episodes.
Okay.
And I got us tickets.
How? How? That's so
anyone
exciting.
Can register for tickets.
Because I know like people, like it's like you watch it, heaps of game shows. Yeah. And you always like, oh, I wonder how I want to get on this. How do I get on that?
Mm-hmm.
And then some. I feel like everyone knows someone that was on a show.
Yeah.
Whether it was like...
I was on Deal or No Deal.
Deal or No Deal, Million Dollar Hot Seat, yeah. You know. What are those ones from Sale of the Century,
oh
Wheel
my
of
God.
Fortune. Like everyone knows one that was on one.
I wish I knew someone who was on Wheel of Fortune. Amazing.
That'd be so fun.
But I thought if you want to go, I've booked us seats for an October taping.
October?
Yep. That's the next time they're taping. Yep. And it's in Melbourne, so we'll have to travel down the highway. But it's a morning session.
Okay.
So we'll make it back in time for the show.
What time does it start?
8:30. So I'm going to let you sit on it for a bit. I'll tell you the exact date.
Okay.
And we can make some plans. But if you want to go and meet Todd Woodbridge and
just want to get on the tipping
in
point.
The audience for the Tipping Point, maybe on the show.
Because do you have to, like, should we work on our reactions of when people are, like, dropping discs?
I think we should make T-shirts. I think we should get really into
Not
it.
Not that zone. Ah! And then they'll be like, wow, these people are really reacting.
We should dress as discs.
Oh, Todd would be so about that. We've spoken to Todd Woodbridge.
Yeah.
Maybe we call in some favours.
I think maybe we should.
This could be the best day of my life.
See? And you said you didn't like surprises. You're welcome, buddy.
Yeah, but if it involves Todd Woodbridge, of course I'm going to be excited. You know that's my one rule. Thank you very much. Okay. But we have to wait a month.
Well, yeah. We'll keep you posted. Because
next week we'll touch base. We're still waiting.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait. Sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
I'm not sure if you've seen this in the news. Now, this is very Russia, what I want to talk about.
Oh.
And it's not often we get very Russia on the show, but what have you heard about...
You don't want to get them offside.
Have you heard about the alleged Russian spy whale?
Spy whale?
Yes.
No. I had heard that allegedly Russia were training animals to be spies. I didn't know they had a whale.
Beluga whales.
Excellent.
Now, there was a beluga whale first spotted in Norway, not far from Russian waters, wearing a harness that started prompting rumours that there may be a spy for Moscow.
Yeah.
And they're training these whales. The Russian Navy is known to have trained them for military purposes.
Russia is big. They would have the people power for this.
He was quickly named Havaldimir, which is a combination of the Norwegian word for whale, Haval,
yeah.
And the first name of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Combo meal there. Unfortunately, Jess, what's happened is Havaldimir has been found floating in the sea, passed away. It's not immediately clear what the cause of death is. They have used a crane to get the beluga whale. And this is suspicious.
That is going to be controversial back in Moscow.
Yes. What are they training the whales to do? Is it like on the harness? Is there cameras? Is there sonar devices? I don't like Russian spy whales.
Okay. All right. It's not the Cold War, mate. We're fine, I think.
Oh, yeah, Russia's just completely not doing anything right now. They're not in a full-blown war.
Why are you trying to antagonize Russia? Let's leave ourselves out of this.
I do not think Comrade Vladimir is listening to a Geelong radio station.
You don't know that. You don't know what whales are out there in the bay right now.
There's actually
listening into this.
There were some humpback whales in the bay in Cry Bay a couple of days
ago. Exactly.
but they're alive and there's no harnesses on them.
That you know of. How close did you get a look at them, Tim?
It was on the news.
How do we know?
I wasn't out in the bay.
How do we know that they weren't from Russia as well?
We don't. I'm really unsettled that this whale was spotted wearing a harness a few days later, conveniently.
Mm.
And like, if it's a Russian whale, like this whale doesn't know it's Russian.
How do they know?
It doesn't. It's just like, yeah. They've obviously, the theory is that they've trained it to swim to certain areas and to get close to certain things. And it's just going, but I'm a whale. Sure, this is what I do, but it's where the harness is the evil. That's the baddie. And now I feel like some other countries had to resort to putting a hit out on a spy whale. This isn't the world I want to live in.
No, it's not the world I want to live in
either,
Tim.
I don't like it.
And, you know, it's hard when these Russian whales are always in such a hurry.
Oh. That could be one of the worst moments of the show. That could be. We've had some stinkers. We've had some misspeaks. We've had some swears. We've had misinformation.
They're always in a hurry.
Yeah. Heard it the first time. Unfortunately, far too clear. That's just like everything I was building towards there for your payoff to be that Russian is like heart because he's rushing.
Yeah. So you get it. I don't understand. You're not laughing. It's funny.
This might sound off, but I need you to. I feel like I need to be paid for that. I feel like that's a fine. That's a show fine. That's a gold coin in the kitty jar. But we don't have a kitty jar. I'm gonna have to go buy one now.
We might have to start one.
Because that's
for all the bad jokes we both collectively put on this show.
Nothing as bad as that. I'm so. If you are listening, I'd like to formally apologise on behalf of Tim and Jess. We're a drive show here on K-Rock 955, Cross Chong, Surf Coast and Bellarine.
We are better than that. I'm so sorry.
Don't we.
It was right
don't
there.
We. Don't we.
And I needed to do it.
That was a you and
everyone
you
everyone
know
was
it.
Begging for it. We're like, when are they going to say it?
Yeah. I'm sure all the six-year-olds got what they wanted there, Jess. Very disappointing stuff. Well, I actually don't know what to do. This is a weird spot where I'm so mad and I feel like we need to leave people on a happy note, but I can't find it.
Play the song.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to do. Really disappointing stuff there. Sorry again.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best!
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.